The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour on Thursday before Easter, and I'm sure many of you have tomorrow off. We do. That is a holiday for all of us at Salem Media of Ohio, as well as Salem Media nationwide. So I have an opportunity to be with Joy family tomorrow in preparation for the Easter weekend. We will be playing a best of tomorrow. We will not be here live tomorrow. Just wanted you to know. But the best ofs, my producer Aaron Light really does comb all through the archives and find the best interviews, the best segments, the best programs, and puts them together for the few days that we're away from the microphone during the year. So tomorrow's one of them. Tomorrow is what is called Good Friday. I've always felt that that was strange, that the most horrific event in human history would be referred to as Good Friday. The end result was good, but there was nothing good about the suffering, the anguish that Jesus Christ endured for us on the cross. So I don't know about you, but I've always felt it was a little weird, a little bizarre, to call that Friday Good Friday. And I'm not going to get into the debate. We've done that in years past and had kind of a spirited debate on the air. And I'm not going to do it this year unless some of you want to bring it up. I don't believe Jesus was actually crucified on Friday. I don't think so. It's hard for me to get 3 days and three nights with Jesus being crucified on Friday. And I know the way around it in the Jewish, you know, in the Jewish culture, sundown was, I know all of the explanations. I've heard them all. I'm not sure that Jesus was actually crucified on Friday. And it's not essential that we know the exact day of the week. It's not essential. It is essential that we agree with Scripture that Jesus did die. He didn't just swoon. He didn't just pass out. He didn't just go into a coma. He didn't just lose consciousness. He died. He died and was buried, and 3 days later rose from the grave, was resurrected gloriously, wonderfully, and supernaturally. I read an interesting story. First thing this morning, can science prove that there was no resurrection? And to be honest, I thought, well, that's a silly argument. Science doesn't have anything to do with it. And I suppose, in a very technical sense, science could prove that the resurrection didn't happen, because it's impossible. Resurrection doesn't happen. People don't come back to life, particularly after being dead for 3 days. I mean, there's a movie out in the theaters right now, I think, called Breakthrough. It's about this boy who drowned and was without a pulse for, I don't know, a half hour. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I understand it's very powerful. And his heart began beating again, but he was never technically dead. Jesus was dead. He was not just absent a heartbeat. He was dead. He was embalmed. He was put in a tomb. And science could prove Jesus wasn't Jesus was not resurrected because that doesn't happen. That's impossible. Well, I got news. The resurrection of Jesus Christ was absolutely impossible. It was impossible. And that's what makes it so wonderful. Because it was supernatural. It was miraculous. The resurrection of Jesus Christ broke all the rules of nature, all the rules of science. There was nothing scientific about it. It was supernatural. It was miraculous. It was divine. It was a God thing. Every year the debate about the scientific proof of this and that. Hey, science has nothing to do with it. It's a faith thing. It is. It's a faith thing. I believe, not because of scientific evidence, I believe by faith. And that's why, and I hate to bring this up, that's why the Shroud of Turin, number one, I don't believe is genuine, and if you listen to the program on a regular basis, you know why. I am absolutely convinced that the Shroud of Turin is not authentic because the Bible says very specifically that when the disciples came into the empty tomb, the cloth that the body was wrapped in was separate from the napkin or the cloth that was around his head, indicating he was wrapped body and head separately. The Shroud of Turin is one cloth. Well, that would contradict Scripture. So on one hand, I got the Shroud of Turin, which has been around for quite some time, and probably millions of people believe that it's authentic. But then I have the testimony of Scripture. I'm going to take the testimony of Scripture every single time. But I don't need the Shroud of Turin. I don't. I believe the Word of God. That is enough for me. That's all I need. The Word of God has proven itself to be absolutely more than reliable. It's proven to be infallible. So the Bible, the Word of God, says that Jesus died, was buried, was in the grave for 3 days, and supernaturally, miraculously was resurrected on the third day. I believe it. I believe it. And that's all I need. And let me just add one other thing, and I hope no one is offended by this. But there's a great deal being made. Let me shift gears to the cathedral at Notre Dame. There's all the pictures of the cross survived the fire. And people are making a big, big, big deal out of that. And, you know, it's cool. And the picture, you know, the burned out building and there is the cross, you know, that's a cool picture. But I just want to remind you of something. The cross in the Cathedral of Notre Dame is gold. It's worth probably, well, because of where it hangs and how long it's been there, it's priceless. It's probably worth millions of dollars. But in actual content of the gold, it's probably worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's beautiful. It's gold. It's shiny. It's smooth. That was not the cross of Christ. Jesus was not crucified on a gold cross. He was not crucified on a shiny, smooth cross. He was crucified on an old, rugged, hand-hewn wood cross filled with splinters and axe marks. It was rough. It was crude. That's the cross of Christ. And I hope you don't get offended by this. I think we sometimes harm the message of the cross by sanitizing it and beautifying it. That's why, and pardon me for being personal on this, but when Joy and I had the privilege of founding the church in Westerville that we had the privilege of pastoring for 25 years, when we built our new building back in 1980, there was a big old barn on the property. It was part of the old Knox Homestead in Westerville. second oldest family in Westerville. It was a big barn right where we built the building, and it was falling down anyway. We had to take it down. Huge, hand-hewn oak timbers. Old, rough, hand-hewn. And we salvaged those timbers. And one of the members of our church fashioned them into a beautiful, huge cross. I don't know how much that thing weighed, but it was magnificent. Not because it was beautiful and shiny or chrome or silver or even gold. It was old. It was rugged. I loved that. It's still there in the church. I love that. Because every time I looked at it, it was a reminder that the cross that Jesus died on was not a thing of beauty. It was a place of shame and reproach and condemnation. And it was a place of suffering and agony. So, I understand that the cross survived the fire and all that, and again, I'm looking at it right now. It's a cool picture. It's almost like it's illuminated in the darkness after the fire. But it's gold. The cross was not gold. It was not gold. All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Maybe you think I'm over the top on that. Maybe you think I'm a little nuts. That's all right. We can talk about it. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I was just watching the TV monitor here in the studio during the break. And what I said was obvious about the Mueller report. So I couldn't exactly call it prophetic. But so obvious. You know, dyed-in-the-wool conservative supporters of Donald Trump are saying, it absolutely vindicates the president and exonerates him. He is innocent. And the critics of Trump are going, he's as guilty as sin. This report, it's the same words, the same report. We have become, so divided. And we have become so subjective. In America today, we have almost lost all objectivity. And I'm talking about on the right and on the left. Now, I have tried my best to maintain a position concerning the president, no matter who it is. I mean, all the way back to Clinton, and I was on the radio when Clinton was president. George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump. I have tried my best to be objective and honest and balanced. If the president, whoever it is, Obama, Trump, if they do something right and good and righteous and constitutional, I'll praise them. And I did with Obama. Now, not very often, because I don't think he did many things right or constitutional. But when he did, I praised him. And I do the same with Donald Trump. I have praised him for his judicial appointments, for his Supreme Court appointments, for his pro-life record, for his attempts to withdraw funding from Planned Parenthood. I have praised him for those things. I have also criticized him at times very severely. I try to be objective, but objectivity is lost. You have the liberal left who care nothing about facts, care nothing about truth, Donald Trump is evil. Donald Trump is bad. It doesn't make any difference. He's bad. He's evil. Whatever he says, whatever he does is wrong, 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 wrong. Why? Because Donald Trump did it. If Donald Trump did it, we can assume it was bad, wrong, evil, probably illegal. Whether it is or not, doesn't make any difference. I don't like him, and because I don't like him. But then there are people on the far right, no matter what the president does, well, it's right and it's good, and, you know. So I'm watching the talking heads on TV digging in, reading exactly the same report. Exactly the same report. It exonerates the president. Absolutely vindicates him. This is a pathway to impeachment. Yeah, same report. Interesting. And other than that, I'm going to stay out of the controversy today. I haven't read the report, and most of the people talking about it haven't read it either, because they already had their opinion. Ah, so anyway, I'll leave that alone. I just find it interesting. Hey, maybe you didn't know this because it's not being reported in the news media. I mean, the burning of the cathedral at Notre Dame has received enormous attention, and rightfully so. One of the most iconic architectural structures on planet Earth. But what has not been reported is that in 1 week prior to the fire at the cathedral at Notre Dame, 12 French churches were attacked and vandalized all across France in 1 week. Attacked, vandalized, obvious anti-Christian motivations attacking. Two churches were burned. Now, not as big, not as important, not as historic as Notre Dame, but two churches were burned. The others were vandalized with anti-Christian slogans. Damage, vandalism, desecration, anti-Christian graffiti, and so on and so on and so on. Isn't that interesting that the anti-Christian attacks in France have received basically no press coverage in France or in America? Isn't that interesting? And that's one of the reasons why there's just tons and tons and tons of conspiracies running around about the Cathedral of Notre Dame. It was arson. It was Muslims. Hey, we have no proof of that, no evidence of that whatsoever. But we can understand why those conspiracy theories are running wild when we understand that 12 churches in 1 week in France attacked, burned, vandalized, and no reports.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.